Okay, number six, Lynn Eckhart and Paul Hondorf. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen, and thank you for hearing my application tonight.
Well, sorry it took us so long to get to it.
It's okay. It's like old Mobley guy. ZBA meeting in years.
One of those nights.
Yeah.
So, okay, if you could just state your name and address, and I will have the vice chairman swear you in.
Lynn Eckhart, 55 Maple Road, Brewster, New York.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay, very good. Go ahead and explain your application.
I'm in a house that's over 100 years old, and the part we have to tear down because due to foundation problems is probably around 75 years old. There's no other way for us to do this but to tear it down. We're on 6.5 acres. I can pass, I think you have these in your
application. We do, we have
the only thing I did on these, if it would help, is to highlight the portion we're taking down. Would that be helpful?
That actually would be helpful.
Okay. It's the rear of the house you have to share.
So the highlighted part is the one we're dealing with.
Exactly. It's the house is about 2,200 square feet, and that section will be about under 800.
Okay. Are you changing the footprint of it?
No, the footprint is exact. The second floor will change slightly because we're changing the roof line on the rear because of leaks and problems in the past, which helped erode the foundation. So we're trying to mitigate that right now. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
I will note for the record, we have a letter from Lynn Edelson and Michael Principe, 35 Maple Road, dated May 20th, 2024, stating that they are in favor of this application and do not have any objection to it.
Yes, they can't even see it from their house. They're concerned about the length of construction, which we all are, but no one will be able to see. No other neighbor will be able to see it.
So. Okay.
You keeping a pool?
Yeah.
There's a little ways, a little distance back there. Right?
Yeah. We're still in an R160 zone. We had the neighbors where we zoned down to an R60, but that's why we don't meet our setbacks.
Oh, okay.
And it's really right in the corner of our property, as you can see.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions on this application? No? Okay. Very good. Board members, any other questions? No? Are we all okay voting on this evening? Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. All right. I'll close the public hearing. We'll take a vote before I do that. Do you have any final comments or statements you'd like to make in support of the application?
No, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. And do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your
application? I do.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. I'll entertain any motion and we'll appear to make in this application. Okay, I'll make a motion to grant the applicant, let me get this correct from Mike's letter, a 40-foot variance, no, I'm sorry, 60-foot variance from the 100-foot requirement on the east front setback, and a 44-foot variance from the 100-foot requirement on the south side. Do I have a second?
Second.
I think Ryan heard Rod first. Okay, I will address the criteria. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties. No, the applicant is simply looking to rebuild an existing part of their home due to a structural issue and is not making an alteration to the overall footprint of the dwelling. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance. No, it can't. It's because it's a product of the application of the R160 zoning to the location of the dwelling on the property. Whether the request of variance is substantial. Arguably, these things are substantial, but they're mitigated by the fact that, A, it's caused by the location of the house on the property, and B, the applicant isn't changing the footprint of the house. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's no evidence of that. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, it is not self-created. It is due to a structural issue with the applicant's house that needs to be corrected. So the roll call vote, I'll start with Scott.
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
Ron?
In favor.
Greg?
In favor.
John?
In favor.
I'm in favor as well.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.